This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
The big old land with countless dreams.
Start thinking right now about everything you can do to protect your health, because the folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 sell more than hot tubs, saunas. They sell products that improve your wellness. That's right. 20 minutes a day in a hot tub, a hot spring spa, and you're better above the water, below the water. A sauna. I mean, this has been around for... This is caveman stuff, folks. Now you get to put one in your garage or in the backyard or do all kinds of things. But this has been around for a long, long time. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Plus the splash pool to transform your backyard. Don't forget the patio furniture, you know, the games, the billiards tables, and all the other things they do to improve your quality of life. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. We have talked to hundreds of satisfied customers. Kevin's one. I'm one. Join the family of folks who love the wellness products from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
You will not regret it.
You will not regret it. Okay. We're going to finish some more open phone comments here on the anything on your mind, really. Anything I've been chatting about or anything you'd like to chat about in this segment. And then we're going to check in with Todd Mitchell and a bunch of folks in Washington, D.C. for the Western North Dakota Honor Flight today. Okay. Let's go to Jeff in Jamestown. Hello, Jeff. What's on your mind?
This Bitcoin thing, I'm having trouble understanding this. If I get it right, there's only so many Bitcoin trinkets, or it's a finite set of Bitcoin, correct? You can't make any more.
Correct.
You can't get rid of any. So it's a set group.
So unique, and mining is basically generating a unique number, which is why some people believe it's safe from government intrusion and all kinds of other things. So it's the mining. That's the part that always confused me. Like, what are you mining? It's basically server farms, and they deal in such a high number of actual numbers to keep track of all this that it takes a ton of power. So that's why the Kevin O'Leary thing from Shark Tank, he likes hydropower. North Dakota's hydropower, right? From a federally built dam. We have efforts to cap natural gas flaring. You can use that to create power. That's environmentally good. We have the carbon offsets that are happening from agriculture to energy, as well as the ability to store carbon. So that's where the attraction in North Dakota is happening these days. Yes.
Well, if I understand it, so I'm mining it. That means I've got to be getting somebody else's Bitcoin away from them, correct?
Somebody else's.
If there's a set amount of Bitcoin,
you're trading it. You're trading it. Like, for instance, the mayor of New York now and the mayor of Miami both are paying themselves in Bitcoin, as an example. So they have the ability to have that. So you're trading it. You're buying it. You're selling it.
Okay, so somebody's selling so I can buy it. So we just keep kind of running the price up. It screams of Ponzi meeting. But my other problem is they have one of these by Jamestown, and it's set up right next door to the substation that can use coal, wind, hydro. And this thing is going to drink 200 megawatts a day. They've already planned for another 40-acre expansion to drink another 200 megawatts a day. So, God forbid, if I understand blockchain theory right, the only thing that can really get in trouble with that is if you have a power disruption. Now, North Dakota can have a power disruption anytime, right? Tornado, blizzard, lines go down. This can happen, correct? So,
sure.
What is the safety factor? There's not going to be enough generator sets to run this thing in case of a power outage to pump 400 megawatts, right?
Well, I think it'd be like anything else. You'd probably have generator backup, but can power disruptions happen? Yes. I mean, one thing I think, another reason that makes North Dakota popular for this is we are an energy exporter. So we
right.
generate a lot more energy than we use. So we have
That's right.
significant capacity. The project in Williston, for instance, that attracted $1 billion investment was actually led by Montrell Williams Power out there. You know, they're saying, hey, we're attracting a customer here that's good for the co-op. So I don't think anybody in the power business is saying this is a bad thing. You know, Jeff, there are a lot more questions that I can't answer. It says this is all like a new frontier to me. I feel like said it a few times. Somebody, you know, plopped in the middle of the ocean as an infant, saying, "Hey, swim, buddy!" Just trying to soak in all the information about it. So I think it's good to
One more question.
Yes, sir.
Artificial intelligence, which is perfected by the Koch brothers, takes a power or a huge, huge amount of computer power. And as I understand it, you're doing calculations to earn this Bitcoin. Well, calculations for what? Is artificial intelligence being run by these Bitcoin operations? Because that has a lot. Artificial intelligence control a lot of things. It has all kinds of applications. But nobody can tell me this.
I've never heard that link, but doesn't mean that you're not right. Just don't know.
Look up artificial intelligence, and it's kind of an eye-opener. And
well, I'm aware of artificial intelligence and how it's being used in all kinds of things, but I've never heard it as a sort of the, you're saying there's a linkage there with Bitcoin. I've never heard that before. But
takes massive computer power. Massive.
Well, it absolutely does.
It has all of that. It has all of the things, and it's hooked to the very front end of any power generation. I mean, it's locked up pretty tight.
My assessment of this space is you are either literally 100%, you believe this is the future, this is the promised land, or you think it is awful, the Antichrist, terrible. There's not a lot of us that are in the middle trying to sort it all out. But you ask good questions. We'll continue. That's why we have the folks on from the Department of Commerce. They're down there talking about this space at Bitcoin 2022. We have them on to answer your questions. So we'll continue to do that. Appreciate the call, though, Jeff. Thank you. Monty is checking in today from Tioga. What's on your mind, Monty?
I've got a question for you, Scott. How many people can ride on a bus?
Well, it depends on the size of a bus. You know, there's some buses that are, 30 people?
Yeah,
some people, 50 people?
52
yeah, usually the 50s are the biggest ones you see. 50, 52, something like that.
Okay. Well, then that goes a long ways in throwing the convention that they just had down in Bismarck to Fargo's favor.
I don't know why you think that. I mean, evidently, we've asked about this. There was one bus, and as Rick Becker said, it's not illegal for people to arrange, say, students, for instance. Say you wanted to bring students from Grand Forks and Fargo and have them come in, you can have a bus. So this is here's my take on the whole convention. The outcome is the outcome. Nobody cheated. Nobody did anything nefarious. Rick Becker's team got a lot of delegates early on. Hovind's team got a lot of delegates later on. Hovind had more than Becker. Stop the boogeyman theories. Stop the woulda, shoulda, coulda, all right? And just unite as Republicans. Focus on November. Be blessed we live where we live. I'm not saying that it doesn't mean you hold folks accountable, whether they're elected now or whether you want them to be elected. They work for you. I'll always believe that. That's why we have them on in these programs regularly, so you can ask them questions. But let's not just sit there and wallow in pity of, well, this would have happened or that would have happened. The outcome wasn't going to change. It wasn't. Texter says, Scott, please read this in full. I got 30 seconds, can I? Thanks for pointing out the absolute dominance that the Republican Party has in the state. That might prove the point to some that you regularly disagree with. Whether you were a Becker or a Hovind supporter or both, a leader says the buck stops with them. With such a dominance, why are we not being proactive on all issues like Governor DeSantis? Why don't we have the true school choice where the dollars follow the student? Why haven't we overhauled the property taxes to reflect true private property? Why did our churches close during COVID? Who decides what an essential business is? Why are we okay with employees and military getting fired for choosing individual sovereignty? Why are we not calling psychotic views a mental illness? There are many more examples if you want to open it up to your callers. Thanks again for pointing out just how inept our representatives have been in defending our God-given rights. All right. There are many of those things that you've listed off that I would agree with. School choice being one. Superintendents of public schools stop it every time. Why? I don't know. Talk to your legislators. Run for legislative office. Get involved.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a phone pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile, by the way. Speaking of frustrations about what is happening all around us, should I start the list? Inflation, open borders, outrageous spending, right? It's a long list. What do you do about that? Well, you can buy from companies that believe what you and I believe and stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to do that since 2012, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. So you're getting the same service, but you're sending that check every month to a company that shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, for your constitutional rights, for sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. That feels good. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Todd Mitchell is in Washington, D.C. with a plane load of World War II heroes. Joins us now to talk about how things have been going. Yesterday, they arrived bright and early, and they continue today, seeing the sights of D.C., and most importantly, the memorial built for our greatest generation, the World War II vets. How's it going, Todd?
It's going fantastic. You know, 500 on a Sunday does come a little early, but we just passed through the Korean and the Vietnam veteran memorial walls, all the names. And I tell you, as you pass through, especially the Vietnam Wall, it's so surreal because you've got this seemingly endless sea of names as you go through. One of the overwhelming messages I'm going to have as a takeaway as I talk to different veterans, and it's a thing we've mentioned before, you know, the Vietnam veterans really didn't exactly get the welcome home that they deserve to have gotten. And it's great to do these honor flights, and it's great to get the welcome home that'll be going on at 8 o'clock tonight at the Bismarck Airport. I think they're really going to appreciate. I've heard so many stories of got to come home in civilian clothing and just blend in, because if you dress in a uniform, you're going to get a lot of criticism, to say the least. And the sad part about that is, as you know, it's not like the soldiers were calling the shots in the war. We could all look back and say what we want about the war, the Vietnam War, but the soldiers weren't calling the shots. They got a lot of abuse as they came home. That was then, this is now, and fortunately they're getting a much better welcome home. So for some, I've talked to some who haven't been out here in 20, 30 years, and so it's really a heck of a trip for them to be able to see it. And it's just such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go on a guided tour. We're going to hit the Lincoln Memorial in just a moment. We'll be flying out a little bit later on this afternoon, Scott.
So have you got a mix of World War II vets along with Korean veteran, Vietnam War veterans? What kind of...
Starting to run a little low on World War II. Sadly, a few Korean, predominantly, I'd say probably about just ballpark, third Korean and two-thirds Vietnam. And you know, a lot of the Vietnam guys are getting older, too, but there are still some Korean vets out there. But, yeah, the sad part is, and as you talk to the legions and whatnot, they're running low on World War II vets, and they're really kind of worried about what the future is going to be, and they hope to get better participation out of those who are retiring in this day and age.
You know, the World War II honor flight started as an effort that, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck flew the vets there, and Todd's right. I mean, there was basically an effort to find any World War II vet that wanted to go. And allow them to go, but of course we lose an alarming amount every single day. So But I think we all can rest well knowing that about any World War II vet in North Dakota that wanted to go or Western Minnesota was able to go through these various efforts, which is pretty neat. And now the effort underway with Vietnam vets and just any, you know, last chance World War II vets you want to go, and then the other wars as well, which is just a neat effort because these people pay nothing. This is all donor supported. Pretty amazing. How many total people on the plane, Todd? How many vets total?
I'm going to have to double-check on that one. I never did hear a figure, so I will double-check on that one. And I know they're going to be doing another one in the fall in Western North Dakota, so that'll be fantastic for those vets. They certainly have a number of names on a list, and it's really just a matter of lining up the funding for everything, but they really do treat them to a fantastic hotel, a fantastic bus-guided tour. All the help getting on and off the bus if you are in need. They always bring plenty of wheelchairs, and thanks to somewhat of a knee injury, I happen to be in one right now, as a matter of fact. they've got plenty of them, so I didn't feel that guilty about them. It's just not going to steal somebody's, but so looking forward to. And I know they've been very good about doing them in Eastern North Dakota. Western North Dakota has been a thing where they've put it back together. It got delayed thanks to COVID, like so much of the rest of life did. But they will be doing another one, and we'll obviously be talking to those folks as we get closer and closer. They do more fundraisers for that. So if you're one who can give, boy, would that be appreciated. Because you're right, Scott. These veterans who've given so much of their lives to their service for their country are getting a neat little payback with the honor flight.
Yeah, it's heartwarming to be part of that. Last night, the banquet, which is always a very special event, kind of gets everybody once they've landed, seen a few sights together for dinner. How was that last night, Todd?
That was fantastic. Our speaker, Colonel Rick, I don't even remember his last name now. He's called Colonel Rick. Is one of the people behind the building out of the Korean Memorial. And kind of took us on a journey of how that got going, where they're headed with that. And, it's just an incredible, I mean, it's a construction project that's probably midway through it right now. And, took us through what's going on with that. And, we did talk about some other stories. They managed to, the Canadians, that were in Afghanistan actually built a hockey rink, and they were able to justify a swimming pool because they decided that, well, that was going to be storage for water to fight fires. How clever! A swimming pool! And if we need it for a fire, we'll suck it out.
I love it.
So, good story.
So, Todd caught up with a few of the folks that are on the trip. We're going to hear those interviews when we come back. And again, 8 o'clock tonight they return. Bismarck Airport, be there. You'll love it. That feels so great to welcome them home. Don't miss that.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Where everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western leaders are struggling with how far to escalate their military aid to Ukraine as the Russian invasion seems to be headed to a brutal new turn. Is the West's goal to push for a total defeat of President Vladimir Putin or just force him to the negotiating table? United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a surprise visit to Ukraine over the weekend to offer more aid, including missiles, to take out ships in the water. As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? TetraServe USA, one of our fine sponsors. We encourage you to swing on in today and have a muffin at any of their locations. Fresh baked muffins are 99 cents today. Good. Any size fountain pop or a coffee or a cappuccino, your choice. 49 cents today as well. And the home cooking's on with grab-and-go convenience. That's what's for lunch today at TetraServe USA. There, I said it. You're going to love it. Scalloped potatoes in Valley City, beefy noodle, 12th Avenue and I-29 today, chicken pot pie or Salisbury steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs at the MP Avenue store downtown Fargo, chicken Alfredo in Glendon, chicken pot pie in Euland. There you go. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Todd Mitchell is on the Western North Dakota Honor Flight in Washington, D.C., and he has a report from the bus now. Give us a little idea of their itinerary before they head home. And again, 8 o'clock tonight, Bismarck Airport is where they'll be tonight to welcome those heroes home. So please do. Mark Booley is here to give Todd a little run-through of what's happened.
Okay, for the folks back home, we're going to do what today? What are we doing?
We are going to the National Archives this morning. We will see some of the founding documents of our great country. And after that, we go to Arlington National Cemetery.
Okay. That's where he's going to try to bump me off the bus. What was that you said about a hole already being dug? Wasn't that what you were talking about?
No, actually, we're not going to Arlington. We went there yesterday.
Yeah, we went there yesterday.
I
didn't know we were going back there today, so I was just playing along, but all right.
We're going to do World War II and Korea.
Okay, he didn't tell you guys, but he dug a hole for me at Arlington.
And the Lincoln Memorial.
The Lincoln Memorial as well.
And the Lincoln Memorial.
Off the FKF wire. This is what we're doing today.
I have the agenda right here.
And
I should be looking.
Should have been reading it while we were.
Should be.
And so despite the fact that it's going to be in the 70s here and a foot or two of snow back home, you're going to join us back home. Huh?
We're all pretty darn happy we're here.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that after here, I don't fly back to Bismarck with everybody? I get to go to Phoenix.
Yeah, good. Good to hear the tour guide get a little red there. That's wonderful. And Todd caught up with some other folks as well about what they like most about the trip and their story. And what do you got, Kev?
Well, and one gentleman he ran into fought the war in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Okay, I missed part of history class because you got stationed where?
Fairbanks, Alaska.
The War of Fairbanks, Alaska. Were you trying to get that from the Russians, or what happened in that one?
So we were sending planes up over the North Pole to detect when Russia set off their A-bomb.
Ah, see? In case you're thinking there's no reason for us to have been in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Well, the Eielson Air Force Base is 26 miles south of Fairbanks. And the runway on there is 14,200 feet long.
Okay.
So they're taking planes off both directions if they have to. But our mission was fly Lithuanian papers up over the pole. And the only trouble with that is when you left the pole, the only direction you got is south.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a little far east and get escorted out of Siberia.
I bet. His name is Ken Blazer. What was your rank?
Staff Sergeant.
Staff Sergeant. Staff Sergeant Ken Blazer. Now, you weren't expecting to go to Alaska, though, were you?
Well, I did when I got on the ship. They had told me I was being transferred up there.
When you got on the... So, in other words, would you have gotten on the ship if they told you before you got on?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
You didn't have any choice.
So what's been your favorite part of the honor flight so far?
It's fantastic. It's everything, you know. We just seen something amazing in there in the archives and how they're trying to preserve the...
We were just looking at the Declaration of Independence, which is somewhat faded over the years, but you can see John Hancock's signature pretty well yet, though.
Yeah, some of the signature shows up real good. They got more ink on the quill.
Looks like John may have taken a whole bottle. All right, well, we got fire trucks all wrapping up here.
That was great. Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah.
Exactly right. What else do we have, Todd? On the ground in D.C. with the honor flight. Western North Dakota, Kev.
We had the one where he ran into a gentleman who had a number of relatives that were interned at Arlington.
I have a lot of relatives buried at Arlington.
I'll double sure.
So I have a brother and I have an uncle and my twin brother who lives in Fredericksburg, which is just south of here.
Yep.
And he was wanting to come, but he's in really bad shape, so he couldn't make it. That was the worst part of the whole trip. But just seeing everybody, it was just great. I had a wonderful time. Meeting you has been awesome.
Well, I'm just honored to be a part of it, but
yeah.
your story really struck me that you were from just south of here,
yeah.
Just an hour or whatever south of you, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
Depending on how I-95 traffic is, an hour or 5 hours, you never know.
Now you can
but yet you hadn't been back.
So. No. Well, I guess to be truthful about it, I couldn't face it. My brother and my dad had passed away, and then coming back, I know it was reality now. You know, and I finally got over it, I guess. And because of this trip, it helped me. The only thing I missed was we didn't get to stop at Arlington so I could see him. But just
we'll get you back.
Yes.
We'll get you back.
That's great.
Willie Rose is his name.
That is just awesome.
You know, and you really, I've been on, I want to say 3 or 4 of these over the years. And, you know, the emotion you can hear in his voice. And how the trip helps sort of close the book on a chapter is cathartic. It's pretty neat. One more conversation with Todd and one of the heroes on the Western North Dakota Honor Flight. What do you got, Kev?
I believe this one here is the...
Let me get by here, young man.
We just saw the Constitution, and I just got told to put my phone in my pocket. Because it put the little light on. It turns out a couple of 100 years of putting the light on the Constitution, it didn't do any favors. Where are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota.
What's your name?
David Burks.
All right, David. What are you thinking so far of the trip?
I love it so far.
What's been your favorite part of the honor flight?
Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah.
It's great.
Did you watch them change the guard?
We sure did.
Did you catch that when they scraped their heel? It's
right.
Kind of a little
right.
Nod
right.
To all of us because they can't really wave and stuff like that.
Yeah. See, no.
Did you expect them to slip or... I mean, they didn't. I mean, they were perfect, right?
Right. Except their rifle, they didn't have no ammo in it. With the...
How do you know? Did you check?
No, you seen when they inspected, you just seen the clip in it.
You're not supposed to see that part.
Yes, I do.
It's like when you see Santa Claus, you're not supposed to know whether it's the real one or the fake one.
Huh?
So Lincoln Memorial and Korean Memorial and stuff to go yet.
Right. That'll be something nice. Good to see you, too.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. So what? Where did you serve in the military?
In Vietnam.
During Vietnam.
Right.
You're going to get a better welcome home tonight at the Bismarck Airport at 8 o'clock than you probably got when you came home. What kind of a welcome did you have when you came home?
Yeah, they'll be waiting for me, I suppose.
They will be. When you came home from Vietnam, though, wasn't so nice?
No, there's only a couple there.
Well, there were a couple.
There were. They didn't want to come.
Did you find your
Well, good to talk to you, David. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. This is awesome to hear from them. Texter says, hey, Ken Blazer is my sister-in-law's dad.
Oh, very good.
Awesome. Another Texter says, my dad, 93 years old, served at Carl Ben Eielson, Fairbanks, during Korea as a clerk for the Army Battalion. Had to miss the honor flight due to bad kidneys. Bummer! Yeah, I love it when they can go on these flights.
No, my dad went to Canada and got his American citizenship by serving. He's from Canada, but went to Korea as a U.S. Soldier and built bridges and stuff, and that's how he got his citizenship, by serving in the U.S. military.
Another texter says, Scott, have Todd do an interview with the pilots flying the planes. Ask him, what does it feel like to be flying these heroes? True story. One of the flights we took from Fargo was a 747 on the honor flight. So we had a ton of people, and I love 747s. So somehow I ended up in the cockpit.
Oh, there's a ride.
For the flight on the way home.
Yeah, there's a ride.
And what was fascinating about that is all the way along the way, you know, when they're transferring from air traffic control towers and handoffs,
yep.
They'd be going, okay, what's a 747 doing D.C. to Fargo,
yeah.
And so everybody would ask, and the pilots just beamed when they could say, got a plane full of heroes. So it does mean something special for the pilots, too. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Thanks to Todd Mitchell. And again, 8 p.m. tonight at the Bismarck Airport, if you can be there to welcome home those heroes, trust me, you'll love every second of it. Okay, Monty called back, says that he wasn't finished. Monty, what else did you have to say?
Scott, I appreciate the honor flight information that got put on before, because my dad got to go on the one, and I haven't had my turn yet. But I would like to say that regardless of whether a bus holds 20 or 50 or 70, it was still manipulation by the people in charge of the convention down in Bismarck to delay the convention till those people could get there. Two or three different times the delay was put on. And I believe the lady from maybe Minot explained it pretty good.
Well, Monty, just so you know, Rick, last Monday, after the convention, Rick Becker was on the program to say that there was one bus that brought delegates, that that's not illegal, it's not against the rules, and that the reports of people being let in after the deadline were not true. So what you're repeating is things that were said, I acknowledge that there, but did not happen. And again, even if we said, okay, I don't believe it, and one bus came with 55 people, the margin was 200 people. So it didn't. My point is this. We ought to be focused on conservative principles and electing conservatives at every level of government, school board, county commission, city commission, legislative seats, and not this, oh, a week ago a bus came and therefore there were not. I mean, it's conduct unbecoming conservative. It's time to move on. Nothing happened that affect the outcome of the convention in a negative way by any rules or anybody speaking or anything else. And Rick Becker himself said that last Monday on the program. So, what you're repeating was said, but even Rick Becker, who lost the race, said it wasn't true. So, let's look forward, shall we? Let's roll up our sleeves and go to work and be glad we're not, you know, maimed.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
For years, Peckla Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckla Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Men at Work.
Yes, sir.
Down Under.
Yes, sir. Nice to hear.
How's that pulling out of the memory bank there? It's an 80s hit, wasn't it?
I'm kind of on shuffle today.
You are on shuffle. You're all Monday. Over the place, dude. I like it. 60s, 80s, you know, the whole deal.
Monday.
Exactly right. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, there's never been a better time to buy all pillows, for example, mattress toppers, sleepwear. Here's my personal favorite, 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets, 60% off. Or the MyPillow Towel Set, 60% off. Some great deals right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The guy's been canceled by banks, big box stores. Shopping channel has been canceled by you, by we, the people, which is fantastic. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028.
I love how he proved he doesn't need the box stores. He just needs his peeps.
Yep, just the tribe.
Just need my peeps.
Exactly right.
They were also brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. They are now taking orders for the all-new 2022 Sierra 1500s. Not a lot of stock there, but get the order in if you want what you want. Great selection of pre-owned, over 75 on the lot. They've got new Buicks, new GMCs arriving daily. But again, if you want what you want, you've got to get it ordered. Or hurry before the ones that they do get in are gone. The pre-owns are pre-certified, ready to go. You can do it all from your couch. And, of course, you got the Schwann lifetime of protection at no extra cost. That lifetime warranty. Details at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. 701-214-6372 at 3812 Memorial Highway right there in Mandan. Tell them we sent you.
Sharon and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Last segment, your calls, questions, and comments on anything. Welcome. Go ahead. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Thanks so much for letting me on quick. Yeah, I just wanted to call and give a little bit of a feel-good story. There's always lots of bad news in the world, but here about a month ago, a group of us, through the Knights of Columbus here in Bismarck, we did a borscht soup fundraiser. We made 50 gallons of soup, and we sold out in 14 minutes here in Bismarck. And yesterday, I was over at Heaven's Helper Soup Cafe, and there's a group of women from Ukraine who and some men, too, who were making another about 50 gallons of borscht soup. And I just wanted to let people know if they want to help out Ukraine and they want to pick up some borscht soup here as we start Holy Week, they can do so down at Little Odessa in Bismarck from 4 to 8 today.
Fantastic. Little Odessa.
So little Eastern European market that opened up latter part of last year, and the owner is Mirabella and her husband. Wonderful woman, and she's just really has lots of relatives and people she knows over in Ukraine, and this is just a way for people to help if they'd like to do so. But the soup is fantastic. I got a taste test yesterday, so just encourage people to come help them if they'd like.
Thank you for your mention of Holy Week as well. This is the week for Christians when what it's all about is
absolutely
is remembered. Exactly right. All right, John. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
and
much.
It is good to hear that. Good to hear that news. It is for sure. A couple other things here. We had a call earlier about the power needs of crypto mining facilities, particularly one in Jamestown. And one listener said the mining facility in Jamestown is designed to be taken offline in 15 minutes, which is why they get a better rate on their power price. It's an off-peak power thing. So if Watertail Power needs to shut them down for system restrictions, they can shut the whole thing down in 15 minutes. They have already had to do it once this year.
Hmm.
All right, so I got one of the answers there.
All right.
Message from a listener that says, Scott, as an elected official in a small town, I miss the days when the state election was so similar to the locals. When did we stop communicating with each other? When did ego matter more than the good of the state? I have one hard and fast rule as an elected official. I'll listen and have a conversation about anything with anyone. But the moment you raise your voice, our conversation is done. Not that I wanted to. But we all know that once you raise your voice, the communication stops. Now you're telling me you're not discussing it with me. You're telling me. Let's get back to North Dakota Nice. We got more done with less fighting and less spending. That's some good advice. Todd Mitchell gave me that number we asked him earlier. How many are on this honor flight? 95 heroes on the honor flight to D.C.
That's awesome.
Todd sent that note in. Thank you very much. Let me see what else. Texas says, yes, let's get conservatives elected to important positions. How about we get rid of Governor Burgum? He's nothing but a liberal. And let's put somebody in there, cut from the same cloth as Ron DeSantis or Kristi Noem. That's why you have elections. And Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, had a challenger last time. And while there was... I guess by any reading, a number of votes there that surprised some people still was obviously far different. Just have an election. That's why you have an election. And if you, by the way, think someone's not doing a good job, you run for the endorsement, you go to a primary, you put your name on the ballot, and you do it. So, that's right. Texter says, you say you want conservatives, but you back the biggest taxes and spenders. No, I don't. The biggest tax and spenders are Democrats. Now, could Republicans be tighter with the buck? Absolutely. Therein brings me back to the point. Go make the case. Elections have consequences. Do it. All right? All right. Hovind is not conservative. Tell me how he's for limited government and less spending. Go look at every rating of every conservative group, and you'll find that he is. Gotta go. God bless. Bye-bye.
He's one of America's most controversial billionaires, George Soros. All across America, Soros is funding far-left district attorneys for office. And once elected, these district attorneys oppose bail. They want early release for criminals, and in some cases won't even prosecute felony offenders. It's no wonder crime is spiking in major cities, and our police are under fire. Now Rob Schmidt looks at the shocking situation on Newsmax. Tune into Newsmax. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m., and find out the real truth about George Soros and the dangerous district attorneys endangering our cities. You can find Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Let them know you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TVs, or start streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. Switch today and watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.